Okay.
Good afternoon. I'm going to go ahead and call to order the Liberty County School Board Public Budget Hearing. We're going to open with our prayer and pledge led by Mr. Petty and Mr. Flowers. If everyone will stand, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for the opportunity to come out this afternoon and, Lord, take care of school business. God, we pray for your great wisdom and discernment and taking care of each and every issue. Father, we pray that you would be with our teachers and staff as they return back this week. We pray, God, that you would just protect them and, Lord, help them in all their preparation and getting it all together for the kids' soon return. Pray you'd bless our time having our breakfast this week as well. Pray you'd be with the kids, Lord, as they prepare to come back. Be with Mr. Summers as he is struggling, God, in his health with his shoulder, God. I pray that you bring healing in his life and, Lord, give him back, Lord, full use of his arm. Shoulder, God, pray you be with him. Lord, we just pray that everything that's said and done would glorify you and be done in the right way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the opening of our hearing on tentative budget. I'd like to announce the proposed millage rate for the 2017-2018 is 6.424. It is 0.308 of a mil less than last year's millage rate of 6.7320. At this time, we are opening it up for public comment for discussion on the budget. Do we have anybody that has public comment on our budget? Okay, if we don't have any public comment, we'll go ahead and move on to item D. I need a motion to approve the setting the tentative required local effort millage rate 4.176%. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, approve setting the tentative discretionary operating millage rate of 0.748 mil. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, approve setting the tentative discretionary local capital improvement millage rate at 1.50. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Mr. Petty, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G, approve resolution 17-1, which includes all millage rates. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H, approve adopting the tentative budget for the 2017-2018. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes, second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I, approve resolution 17-2, which is the tentative budget. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item J, approve setting the final budget hearing for September 7th, 2017 at 5:15 p.m. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes, seconded by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. At this time, that completes the public budget hearing. Moving on down, we actually have a presentation tonight that we'll go ahead and do. Mr. Patrick Bell is here to present to us this evening. If you would come on up, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Chairman. That's it. Thank you, Chairman. You have the title there. We need you in Tallahassee.
Oh,
the last
time
I've seen an agenda go through that many items on an agenda. And I go to a lot of meetings, so that was really good. But I heard you guys, obviously we got our money, the first portion of the money for the new school. and I know you guys had some questions and concerns, so I wanted to come up and see if there was any way that I could answer any of those questions or address any of your concerns. So that's kind of why I'm here tonight. I think that the next session we're going into is going to be similar to this session, where there's going to be budget deficits. The House and the Senate hopefully have gotten our budget into a place that's going to make it a little easier this year. They told us this past year they were taking the deepest cuts. So we're very hopeful that going back in this year that maybe there won't be the devastating cuts that they were this year. And so I was very happy that you guys got to school. It's always a lot of hard work, and we got Halsey Shears and Senator Bill Munford just work all the time. As being the sheriff talking, the staff, staying on all the staff, Melissa and Mr. Gangren, Mr. Brashears' office, all worked very, very hard. And so we were very fortunate. I feel some of the schools on the list didn't. They got skipped, and they didn't get their funding. But I think that they're having this year, there's something new. They're having to reapply. So that's kind of a pain. We got in lucky that rule didn't happen the first year. We didn't have to go back through the process again. But now, if you miss your year, you have to go back, represent to the Board of Education. And each year, they're making changes to special facilities. Every year. We don't have a lot of charter schools in North Florida yet. But they're there, and they're coming. They're only a little ways, I mean, a few light years away, they're coming. They're corporations, they own businesses, and you know, the state's giving them money. This year they got $200 million statewide to build schools. So it's coming. And Jefferson County's the first up here, probably county that's going to be, the total school district's going to be run by a corporation. Second would probably, right down the road, I'd say Gadsden, your neighbors, are probably really close to being there. Within 2 years, they'll probably be a corporation running Gadsden County Schools. You're fortunate, you have good teachers, good principals. I always look at everything I do as a team effort. You guys have great schools, great connections, and a really good reputation for being good people over here, so that helps, and all of your connections that you have, and we've got a good delegation, and I was very proud to serve you guys and work with you guys this year. Just want to open it up if you've got any questions for me.
Patrick, I appreciate you coming.
Yes, sir.
My issue at the last meeting, number one, from the administration had talked to me about, look, I want to talk to you about, you know, getting Patrick back on. We've hired you before,
yes,
you know, the last session, and you know, anytime that we knew that was a gamble, we were trying to get into the House budget that year. We, you know, we were okay in the Senate, and we all were in, you know, agreement for that, to do that. My question, number one, nobody discussed, Ms. Summers didn't discuss that with me, so I didn't even, you know, I knew it was on the agenda, but I was expecting, you know, well, here's some, a list of projects we're trying to go after, you know, in the legislature, and this is why I want Patrick's company to come in. Your reputation is splendid, and it's not about that. It was, you know, if we're going to spend $36,000 for a lobbyist, what are we lobbying for?
Right.
So, you know, that was my question at the last meeting. And until that's presented to me of, okay, we're trying to do this, and this is the need, I feel like, you know, we have to be good stewards of that,
right,
you know, to be able to answer to the public when somebody says, well, why did y'all hire him? Then I've got to be able, I want, and we all do, want to give
right,
a good educated answer. We're trying to do this, you know, and that. And I know the school is probably the biggest thing we ever go after, you know, and I know that that's still a fight year after year. Do you know if Dixie County got their last year funding?
They did, but as I understand it, Dixie County is going after an additional. They felt like that the formula, and I agree with them, I think the formula is a little messed up.
I do too, I agree.
I think the formula is messed up. It's going off of some data that was during the recession that the department set
right,
up. So it's not just, and I think they need about $7 million more
to finish. Right.
And so I do believe that Dixie will be back in the mix. And I know they're presenting this week.
Right.
All those are presenting Thursday.
Right. Right.
So I do know that they'll be going back.
Other than our own school project for, I guess it would be at this point, year two funding, what would be projects that would be of interest to our board, I mean, that you would be representing us on?
I have been working on the forestry money. with Senator Rubio's office, Senator Nelson's office, and Congressman Dunn's office. So I've been trying to get that for you guys and get some answer to try to know where they're at. That's a slower process. I've been to Washington a couple times and lobbied up there, they move so much slower, Mr. Petty, than we do here in our sessions. You know, 60 days, we went through it, we get it done, we're out. Getting an answer from all of those guys up there has been mind-boggling because they're all working on it. They all know the issue. Every one of them know that the issue about forestry funds. But no one can give you a direct answer. Of course, the budget's not done up there either. And then all this health care issues that they're going through, I suspect that they will continue Congress to try to work on that before they get to their operating budget. So try to work on that. Also relocating the library when you build the new school. I worked with the Secretary of State's office and found some grants that we can apply for, and I think I can push to get those through too to help offset some of the county costs in doing that. And so that's kind of, and anything that I'm available and anytime, you know, for any of you and the superintendent, I take calls all the time. Sure. So I'm kind of I get up really early in the morning and I go to bed at 10 o'clock. If you want me from 5 a.m. to 10, you can call me and I'll probably be up and ready to roll. So that's kind of how I do it. And, you know, I think that there are, and you would think that second year funding is easy. And I will tell you, I'm going to assume it's going to be easier than first year funding. I'm not going to assume that it goes in just automatically. When we did Bluntstown High School, right across the river, we had a big recession hit, and the numbers, the forecasting numbers come out. And I literally went to the chairman, who was from Miami at that time and is from Miami now, and begged him not to stop production of that school. You know, we already had people on site building that school, and the department recommended zero, and the legislature was going to not fund a second year. So you're building a school building. Everybody has to take cranes, everything away, and you've got a concrete slab there sitting there for a year. So that year was an unusual year, but anything can happen. You never know when something we don't want to think about happens, but anything between now and then could happen that could cause there to be stress on our budget. You don't ever want to think about those things, but they could. You had 9/11 was one example. Talking about your funding for yours, every client we had, we got funding that year. 9/11 happened and they didn't have the money yet. And guess what? The state came back in session a week later and took all that money away. So if you hadn't applied and already sent your stuff into the agencies, you didn't get your money. So anything like that happens, and you can't predict what's going to happen, but I think it's going to be a better year, and it should be a good year. And if there's anything along the way that you can think of, please call. I'm there to work, to do anything. If, you know, any way we can help, we want to do.
Within our consortium, PAC, who do you represent?
I think only Bluntstown.
Okay, Calvin County?
Yes. And they have nothing. I'm working with them on a few other little issues, but they don't have school yet. Now, future, they'll be probably doing something, but not right now. They're in that period where they can't.
Are you representing any county commissions in that same, in our area?
No. Okay. I represent the city of Bluntstown.
City of Bluntstown, okay. So Calhoun County, the school board in the city?
Yes.
Okay.
And the hospital over there.
Gotcha.
Calhoun Liberty Hospital.
Gotcha.
So, and that's all up here. Mm-hmm. Jackson had called me. They're going for their second year, and I think their lobbyist doubled the fee for the second year, and I refused to do Jackson's because I didn't want to do it anymore. And I think overall, one thing to think about is the total contract versus the total what you're getting. It's about 0.05%. Half of a percent of your total. That's pretty good when you tell the taxpayers, hey, for a half a percent, we got this much, back. So.
Well, the grant money that you have found for us extra, that alone is about how much? Do you know about how much?
I think was it 50.
Between
1,500 is the top they could go for that, for the hospital. I mean, not for the library.
For the library, yeah.
So, and like I said, anytime, you guys have a problem or need something, give me a call. One year, Calhoun called me on an issue that dealt with their special needs students, and we were really able to help them out. And it was just at the very end of the night, and something come up, and if they hadn't have told me, I'd have never knew about it. So I don't know your needs, but if things come up and your staff knows the need of your staff, we're willing to work on it.
Anyone have any other questions? Anybody? Mr. Bell, thank you. I think that's it, unless you had something else you would like to present to us.
No,
okay.
Thank you.
We didn't have anybody sign up for public comment. I'm sorry, Miss Mary just passed me a note. We do need a, does that need to go under additional corrections, or just do it now?
That's why it's not here.
I did want to mention tonight that Mr. House, our attorney, is not here tonight due to health reasons, so we want to just let state for the record that he's not here because of that. Sorry, I thought that said motion. We have no public comment tonight, so we're going to go ahead and move on to item number four for additions and corrections to the agenda. We do have a few of those. Item A, we need to separate item I into two separate votes under public budget hearing, which is was item G that we already read through. Item B, move the July 31st, 2017 personnel table to the August 4th, 2017 meeting, and then approve emergency items 1 and 2, which are listed at the end of the agenda. Approve the SRO contract and approve the DOC local agreement. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty, second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, approve the agenda with the additions and corrections. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, under old business, we do have one. Approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Capital Solutions for professional services for the 2017-18 school year.
We need a motion to take it off the table.
Okay. We need a motion to take that off the table first. Do I have a motion to take it off the table?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Approve the contract between the Liberty County School Board and Capital Solutions for the professional services for the 2017-18 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion?
I know that's what we just got to talk about. Anytime you hire lobbyists, and we've done that before, it's a gamble of sorts. I have no qualms about Mr. Bell's ability. I've gone up there numerous times. Every time I go to the Capitol, I see him there. He's getting after there, no doubt about it. My thing is, you know, is this something that's a great need for us at this kind of money? Especially the calls that I've gotten from teachers this weekend is looking at a significant increase in the health insurance premium. And I know that's still under negotiation with the union and all, but I'm not comfortable with us doing that right now. It's just the money. I wish we could do it. It'd be a great thing to do to be able to do that. I'm not comfortable for us paying that kind of money with other needs right now financially, namely insurance. So that's my heart on that. That's the only reason. That has nothing to do personally. It's a business thing for me, Mr. Bell. I want you to know that, because we've hired you before and I voted for that. And we didn't, it didn't work, but I'm not basing this decision on that. I think you worked as hard. I know you did. I know you worked hard, but we got it. I believe that some of that groundwork probably helped us for getting it this past year. Absolutely. But I'm not comfortable with that. So I'm a no vote.
Do we have any other discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I'm opposed.
Okay. Let the motion, let the record state 1 opposed, 3 in favor. Motion carries with 1 opposed, 3 in favor. Item number 7, consent items. Item A, under consent items, approve the request to advertise for two hospital homebound teachers for the 2017-18 school year. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, approve transferring one 10-month certified teacher from W.R. Toller to the Early Learning Center effective August 2nd, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor?
Tina, I know I'm not supposed to talk, but can you tell me what we're doing that for?
Mr. Geiger, could you expound on the 10-month certified teacher from W.R. Toller to the Early Learning Center?
It was,
we're adding another teacher to the Early Learning Center,
Technically, yes. What we have is we had a reduction in parents' positions, and Ms. Chesney asked for a teacher rather than replacing it with two to two and a half slots of para. And so that's what's happening there.
Tell her to speak up.
Do we have any other discussion with the board members? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, approve the July 31st, 2017 personnel table.
Motion.
I'm sorry, let's see.
That's tabled.
That's actually, we tabled that. We need to make a motion to approve tabling the personnel table to the next meeting. Do we have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, finance action items. Approve the revised contract with Janice Williams for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion?
What was the revision set? What were we revising by? Was it?
I put
an
incorrect amount.
Do we have any other discussion? Do you need time to open it, Cal? You want to open
it? I'm getting this thing.
I know, it takes it a few minutes.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
I got it. I see it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, approve the contract for services between the Liberty County School Board and Community Wellness Counseling and Support Services LLC to provide counseling to students in need for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, approve the revised contract between Liberty County School Board and Specialized Education Associates, LLC, to serve visually impaired students for the 2017-2018 school year. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do we have a second? Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Engage Behavioral Health, LLC, to provide behavioral services to students in need for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, approve the revised salary schedule effective July 31st, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, approve the request to change one 12-month vocational rehabilitation specialist at Liberty County High School to a 10-month vocational rehabilitation specialist at Liberty County High School effective August 2nd, 2017. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll move on down to the two emergency items. Item A, approve the contract between the Liberty County School Board and the Liberty County Sheriff's Office for the school resource officers for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, under emergency items, approve the local agreement between the Liberty County School Board and the Florida Department of Corrections for the inmate work program beginning 2017 and ending 2020. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Any
discussion?
I'm sorry.
Flower.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Flowers. In my brain, I was talking about Department of Corrections and I had Roger in my brain. I apologize. Motion was by Mr. Flowers, seconded by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any closing comments?
Madam Chair, can I go back one on the revised salary schedule? Mm-hmm. What was the revision there? I know usually when we change some stuff, we'll revise.
It was just one item, Mr. Petty. The vote recap 12 months to 10 months.
We're going from 12 to 10. We needed to revise that salary.
That was the only item.
Okay.
Do we have any other closing comments? I have just an information. The school breakfast is going to be the 4th at 8 o'clock. Mr. Michael Walquist has graciously agreed to cook for us again. And Centennial Bank did say that they would sponsor, so I'm going Thursday to make sure we have everything that we need for that. It is at Toller this year, so it'll be there. And I don't know that I have anything else that I need to add, but it was just a reminder.
The only thing I want to make sure of, emergency workshop immediately following the breakfast, and that's for the insurance. And then also, Mr. Summers asked me to request to move the September board meeting from the 12th to the 7th. We already have a budget meeting scheduled for the 7th, which is a Thursday. And so his idea and thinking was, let's move that 12th meeting, you know, items all up to the 7th, then we can get it done all in one night, one evening.
So for September, move the meeting from September 12th to September 7th?
Yes.
Seth, I don't know if you mentioned it, but I had talked to him about a workshop on that day, moving it to the 7th,
right,
for the 3 R's curriculum.
Right. I know he had mentioned it, but...
Do we need to possibly add a workshop that day too? Okay, so the meeting would be at 6?
5:15.
It would be at 5:15 because of the budget? Yes, that's correct. We just went over that. So we would need to have the workshop before or after that?
Whatever's convenient for y'all. I don't, you know, we typically do them before, but that would make it very early for some of y'all. So, I mean, I think we could probably arrange it after.
What is the workshop for
it's
again?
It's the 3 R's curriculum. It's a sexual health curriculum. I can't remember what the 3 R's are, respect, responsibility, and something else. But really what we wanted to do, there's a lady from DOE that would come in and review the curriculum with y'all, just so we can have a level of transparency and that y'all can see what will be taught. The standards already call for this, but since I know that it's your phone that will be ringing, more than likely, I'd like for you to see the content, and she'll take us through it. And there is some level of, we can say, we want to opt out of that, but she's also going to share with y'all the data for our district. We have a very high teen pregnancy rate, and we have a very high STD rate. And so that'll be some lead-in data to show you the great
need that we have here in Liberty County, and then move into the curriculum.
Do y'all want to do that before or after? What would be better for y'all? I know, James, you, I don't want to just assume for you because I know you're retired, but.
Now, if y'all just want to say, check, we trust you, we got this, we, you know, we can move on. But if y'all would like to review it, I want you to have that opportunity.
I mean, I personally would like to know about it beforehand.
Yeah, me too.
Speak for myself.
Let me ask you, do we have, at each school, would it be maybe good to involve some parents in that as well? From each, like, some kind of committee from each school? I don't know how, I know we have a district advisor, don't we still have our district advisory committee? Maybe involve them and invite some parents to come to that and share that presentation. We don't have to do it numerous times and say, look, this is the curriculum, you know, we're looking at,
right.
And we'd like to involve some parents too.
Right.
Love to have their feedback.
Right. Would you like for us to do this through the district advisory committee, and we'll have a meeting in September. Early September is generally when we have our first meeting. And y'all, any of y'all that are interested, could come at that time, or I can give you the link to the curriculum, and you can go and look for yourself.
If we come to y'all's meeting, we have to notice it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, that's not an end of the world. But I'm
right.
Just saying, if we all show up,
yeah,
we would need to notice that.
Okay.
But.
And I think I've already had Stacy put them all on the books and put them on the website. I'm pretty sure,
yeah.
for the coming year.
Right.
But we could do the public notice now if y'all would like to do that. And I think I could work that out. We had some conflicts. We've been going back and forth on some dates, and it just turned out that this 7th would work for her. But I'm sure during the day she would, you know,
sure,
later
sure.
in the month. And I can even change my district advisory council meeting to kind of meet her.
Right.
So instead of doing a workshop, just us. Notice it and go to that?
Well, it would still be considered a workshop
for
us, since we're not taking any action, but
so
we're all
whenever
there.
That is.
That way, because if we start any kind of dialogue, we can do that in our workshop mm-hmm. setting. So it'd still be called a workshop
sure.
on paper, but...
But it would just be during your advisory meeting, when it,
yeah.
instead of having that, then a workshop.
That's
am
fine.
I understanding
that's
that correctly?
And you will already
yeah.
have your parents that the schools have, you know, that come to represent the schools, so you'll have parent representation right there. But just so you do know, there's a, you know, signature form that would go home with each kid, and parents can say, I want to opt out, or they can say, I want to opt out of this and this, but I want them to
mm-hmm.
hear the rest of the content, you know. So it's not all or nothing, you know. They could, if there's two subject matters that they don't want them to be, you know, present for, they could opt out of those. So it's we've got quite a bit of flexibility to tailor, you know, and give the parents that opportunity to say no or yes, you know.
So do you know the date of that meeting,
no,
or do you want to get? Do we need to get back with us? Okay.
I know it's in
September.
And it's probably late September.
Okay.
But I can get that information as soon as we leave here and. Communicate with y'all by email if that's okay.
Okay.
Is that okay for everybody?
So we're gonna do we're gonna move our board meeting for September from the 12th to the 7th, and it will be at 5:15 instead of 6:00 to meet with the budget requirements. Okay.
And I had one more thing that Miss Mary reminded me about. She said not only do we have the emergency workshop following the breakfast, but also after that is the emergency meeting.
Following the workshop.
Following that workshop.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that.
Are we putting a time to that? So if the public wants to come to that, are we just, for example, if somebody from the public wants to come,
sure.
they go, are y'all going to get through at 8:30 or 9 or 9:30?
We really can't start before 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I would. That had a question.
I would recommend let's set a time that
okay.
if anybody wants to come.
We start at 8:00. Typically, the breakfast is over what by? Oh my gosh, is it by 10?
The pancake portion or the business portion?
The bit, all of it.
We briefed.
Couple hours?
Set it for 10 and we'll get out of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you
so
go.
Do we want to do 10 or 10:30?
Is 10 o'clock pushing
it's
y'all?
Not pushing it. Deborah Sisk will be here at 10.
Yeah.
And somebody else is going to be here at 10.
10 would be fine.
I'd say let's have a hard time. That way that the public knows when we're meeting.
Okay. Yes. So 10 o'clock, workshop. Back here.
Right
yes.
here at the
okay.
And meeting after the workshop.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then just so you all know, at you know, typically we all hang out and help clean up, so y'all have to excuse especially me. I will go back after we're finished here and help clean up and you know, get everything that needs to be done. I don't want people thinking I'm just walking off leaving it.
Should we get the squads to
yes. We have that lined up.
And I talked to Mr. Tharp today.
Okay, good. Do we have any other closing comments tonight? Anybody with anything? Okay. With that, I need a motion and a second to adjourn. Motion by Mr. Hayes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Meeting is adjourned. See everybody Friday. Thank you. Sorry, my hands are really cold.
Thank you for your
what?
I clicked on.
No, you're good.
Thank you, ma'am.
No, no. Mary has them right here. I'm going to sign it. But I think
we still got Mr. Summers to sign that one.
Good.
Do I need to do blue or black? Does it matter?
No, it doesn't.
Blue or black?
All we can do.
Get a chance.
Yes. Thank you for that.
Sometimes stop by the office.
Okay. What, are you there?
Most days.
Most time?
And tomorrow I got jury duty.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm there pretty much. Why is it being 6 and 7 days a week to begin with? That'll eventually slow down.
I started to date it. Do you want me to date it?
Yes, date it.
I thought it was probably the last one.
Exactly. What do you call that?
Yeah.
It's called a big dog.
And do you know where your son was in the or if he can run by, let me throw his paper.
It's
a tax cutter story.
World traveling?
Only he signs.
How you doing? Man, I enjoyed seeing you. You look like y'all had a great time.
I have not talked to him.
Yeah.
There's both of those.
I had an extended vacation in New York City.
Ours.
Johnny, we'll get the sheriff to go ahead and sign them now so that all we have left is Mr. Summers.
I was telling him it's rights, respect, and responsibility. My family thought it a third part.
Oh, okay. Nothing like getting put out right there. Just remember it just like that.
Yeah.
Calling James Roger.
World traveler.
How you doing? Your husband's come by to visit with me this morning. A little while.
Need a
child. This
one
says
superintendent
or
designee.
Let me be the
designee.
He'll help
my bill.
This house
after.
I might recover.
Okay. As soon as I get it signed off by him.
I told him, I said, you put your 10 on, I'm in
hoping to get out today, so.
I have to be. I'm telling you, he done it. Fabulous job.
If all else fails, we can stand because the Lord's
right.
Do you need me to?
I think we can probably do that. Because last year, this is a super
We had a system. I don't think the sheriff ever signed Daddy and my
so it wasn't really in the contract.
Brother Hall.
It's a good thing we just did our part, huh?
We took the 10 up.
Just let me know.
Okay, I will, John.
I told him, I said, we're getting them same guys together. We'll get there and we'll get yours done.
What I'll do is,
well, if you need me, I'll be in Marianna the first part of tomorrow getting my name signed up for college because he's completely clueless. So if we want it done right, I got to go with him. So I'll be available after that if you need me.
Everything else needs to be done by him. I will, if I have to,
take some angle grinders. makes some little knobbies with his tennis shoes, and he got back up here. Yeah, that won't happen.